The next item we have left over from this morning, and we'll still try to get to this afternoon's item. It looks like actually Commissioner Saltzman and I will probably not have to leave at 4, so we're probably going to be okay, is 1173.
Authorize a competitive solicitation and contract with the lowest responsive and responsible bidder and provide payment for construction of Willamette Park redevelopment project for an estimated $960,000.
Mr. Fritz.
Thank you. I'm sorry, I'm distracted. What number are we doing?
Oh, this is the Willamette Park, 1173.
Thank you. I'll turn it over to staff. Thank you.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Afternoon. Mayor Hales and members of council, my name is Lauren McGuire. I'm the development program manager for Portland Parks, and with me is Ross Swanson, the capital project manager 3 lead for the Willamette Park redevelopment project. We're here today to request council approval to authorize a competitive solicitation and contract with the lowest responsive and responsible bidder for the construction of the Willamette Park redevelopment project. Willamette Park is a 26-acre regional waterfront park located east of West McAdam Avenue at Nebraska Street along the Willamette River. The park is an important regional destination with a variety of recreational functions. The park offers a regional boat launch, unprogrammed and programmed lawn areas, a play area, tennis courts, and is a destination for cyclists on the Willamette Greenway Trail. It's also an important component in the mosaic of habitat along the Willamette River. Recent projects, both internal and external to the park, have catalyzed the need to rethink the components of the park. The projects include the Hannah Pump Station, the Centennial Oaks Project by BES, the Tilcombe Crossing Bridge, and the Selwood Bridge Project. Both those two bridge projects likely will increase the bike and pedestrian traffic along the trail. So the goals for this project are to enhance the Greenway Trail and improve internal park circulation for all users. You can see number one on the map. That includes widening and realigning the western portion of the Willamette Greenway. The widening will help handle some of that increased traffic. Second is to relocate the dog off-leash area. The older location of the dog off-leash area right now is unfenced, and it's in a swale, so it's unusable during the wet portions of the year. And the new design is anticipated to be used all year round and to be fenced in. The third, number three on the map, is the restoration of the oak habitat, which was the former location of the dog off-leash area. And then number four are three different entries into the park that we're redesigning for improving the directional signage and more attractive entry features. This gives you some images of the entries. You can see Nebraska Street entry on the top, and the two bottom entries are the North and South Greenway entrances from River Point Lane and from Miles Place. This slide shows you some of the design elements that you'll see upon completion. There'll be entry monuments with steel gabions and native stone. And then that gabion and stone detail will move into an entry signage shown in the bottom panel. And also we were able to get a donation from the Portland Garden Club of 31 Eddie White Wonder dogwood trees.
31, that's a very good name. White Wonder.
We've had an extensive public process for this project. In December of 2012, Parks completed a planning effort called the Redevelopment and Phasing Plan for Willamette Park. That was guided by Parks, and we had a project advisory committee comprised of neighbors and engaged citizens in that effort. The plan developed the design concept that incorporated both short-term opportunities and long-term changes for the park. And the proposed park design came out of that public process and was facilitated by the Portland-based firm of Mayor Reed. So our purpose today is to ask council to authorize the competitive solicitation and contract with the lowest responsible and responsive bidder and provide payment for construction of the Willamette Park redevelopment project. The hard construction costs are estimated at just under $1 million. The funding is from a combination of locations, parks SDC funds, system development charges, also from the Selwood Bridge mitigation funding. We have funds from land acquisition from the Hannah Mason Pump Station, and also some parking revenues from the Willamette Park itself. The project is currently on budget, and anticipated to be completed in the fall of next year. So with that, if you have any questions, we'd be happy to answer them.
One question, then maybe a comment. Is the sailing club, are they leasing land from us, or do they own or lease private land? The sailing club just to the north.
I don't believe they're leasing from us.
Okay. Well, the reason I raised the question is I was just out there at the sailing club for this launching of a boat by the Wind and Oar Boat School, which has young people building amazing wooden boats, and they launched one there. Commissioner Fritz and I were out celebrating the reuse of those dead buildings on the Ankeny Square. And it seems to me that other park agencies maybe are a little farther along, I have to hate to admit this, than we are, sometimes on the relationship with concessionaires that makes sense, where there's a little bit of an integration between the nonprofit sector or the private sector on one side and the parks agency on another. So it seems to me that where there's sort of a beneficial synergy like there is between that I think a nonprofit sailing club and the park, that we ought to be thinking about that when we're remodeling. And maybe you already have, and maybe that's already been addressed, but it just is as a general point, I think, again, I'm not saying we should have, you know, turn our parks over to the private sector, quite the contrary. But if you go to great parks like Central Park and you see the role that concessions play there, or if you see the positive outcome that we had at Ankeny Square, or you see the kind of synergy between all the different recreational uses that we have in the city, whether it's rowers or sailing lessons. I don't know, I just want us to be thinking about that when we're doing the physical remodeling of the park. They have a boat ramp, we have a boat ramp. Are there opportunities for responsible partnership is, I guess, the rhetorical question that I would want to have people think about when we do this work.
Good question. I can say that we did, the sailing club did not interject on this latest round of design, but we did talk with the two. There's Gorge Performance, which they do a lot of rentals for kayaks as well as paddleboarding. We had a good conversation about how we can improve their access to the river here, well as the it's a kayak company to the north of the park as well.
So. That's great. Yeah, because we've got a shared interest in getting people on the river.
Right.
Now that it's clean. Thank you very much. Other questions, comments? Thank you both. Anyone want to speak on this item? All right. Then it is an emergency ordinance. Let's take a vote, please.
Novick?
Very exciting project. Thank you.
Aye. Fritz?
Thank you to the capital project managers, Laura McGuire and Ross Swanson, and also to Earl Straley, Terry Davis, Rachel Felice, Brian Aptekar, Lisa Tyler in the Portland Parks. It's been a great group effort, team effort, Pooja Bhatt on my staff, and also the South Portland Neighborhood Association, which I've just happened to visit on several occasions when you haven't not, it's not just happened, you have deliberately been there, and Elizabeth Kennedy Wong and her team have really included the neighborhood, and I know they felt very pleased that with that many opportunities to give input. So thank you very much. It should be a great project. Aye.
Saltzman?
Thank you. Aye.
Hales?
Yeah, this is a jewel of a park, and congratulations. Good luck. Aye. Thanks a lot. Okay.